attention, please. Would Logan Air passengers please proceed to the aircraft?
Fly with me. Oh, won't you fly with me? We'll fly off to the island and then watch the setting sun.
Hello, I'm Joe Mellis. Welcome to Logan Air's Flight Log Podcast, where I get to go behind the scenes of the UK's largest regional airline to find answers for your questions and discover exactly what it takes to keep Logan Air in the air and put all that on air. This is episode 2. Today, we're talking about regional air services, what makes them different, what makes an airline like Logan Air so important and also rather special for a lot of us. Helping me do that, Logan Air's Chief Commercial Officer, Luke Lovegrove. Hi, Luke.
Hi, John. Pleasure to talk to you today.
Pleasure to have you here. Now, maybe you could start the show by telling us a little bit about your background and then your role here with Logan Air.
Sure. As Chief Commercial Officer at Logan Air, it's my job to look after our customers, to develop our route network across the UK. I have over 20 years' experience, most of which has been in Asia, working at international hubs such as Tokyo, Hong Kong, Singapore. But Logan Air really is very special. It's our 60th anniversary this year since our foundation in 1962. It's an incredibly unique airline. The variety of places that we operate to. We could be flying into Heathrow one day, Barra Beach landings the next. Logan Air is incredibly diverse. We carry business travellers, NHS customers, we carry oil and gas workers, holiday makers, and we even carry medical supplies across our cargo network.
No. As you mentioned, where in the world you'd worked before, I was thinking, why would you choose to be here? But I think you summed that up pretty brilliantly, where Logan Air is utterly unique. So let's get into this. Yeah. When we talk about Logan Air being a regional airline, what exactly does that mean?
Well, a regional carrier is very different to the larger carriers that we have in the UK. We specialise in the smaller communities and we serve markets that larger carriers probably wouldn't be able to serve practically. We operate smaller, more environmentally friendly aircraft. So really, there's just a better fit with smaller communities across the UK.
Okay. And when you say that you serve the smaller communities, there's a lot of things that go into serving a community. What makes UK regional services so important? What are the sort of things that you're doing?
Yeah. So I think we see the communities across the UK as being essential to our business. Really, Logan Air acts as a catalyst, if you like, to the smaller markets. We bring in economic prosperity. We provide job opportunities that otherwise perhaps wouldn't be there. I can give you an example. City of Derry in Northern Ireland, for example, we base an aircraft there. We obviously have a team of engineers that are employed. We have pilots. We have highly skilled people that are actually employed into Derry and actually contribute into the regional economy there. So this is why it's so crucial that we have this mutual relationship between us.
And the airports as well. I mean, every airport in the world has had a tough time of it late through COVID. They depend Correct. On that relationship with you, don't they?
Yes. And again, that's a very mutually dependent relationship, one where a regional airport may struggle to attract the attention of the big carriers. And I think if we're able to serve a market that can be sustainable, long-term and year-round, I think we have a much better balance in terms of generating passenger demand through those airports. So an example would be Inverness to Manchester, where Logan Air operates a double daily service, which is year round. Other airlines may not be able to provide that level of service. The airline that previously operated between Inverness and Manchester were only operating 2 or 3 services a week and only in the summer. So Logan Air is able to offer a much more stable and reliable air service between those two cities.
Yeah, and I can tell you specifically on that route alone, the Inverness to Manchester one, that is one that has enabled my mum to go and visit the set of Coronation Street. So Fantastic. I'll personally thank you on behalf of my mum.
Excellent.
But it's when you're talking about the dependability of those smaller routes. If you go into the background of Logan Air for 5 minutes, you can see how you've built up steadily and sensibly to become. It's almost like a sleeper route to this. It's the UK's largest regional airline now, which surprised me when I learned it. But that's where you are. What's next in terms of growth?
Well, I think one of Logan Air's strengths is seizing opportunities when they arise, and we will continue to do more of this. And I think also the development of our existing customer base is important. We would like to see more customers flying with us from our partner carriers. We have a code-share agreement with British Airways. We'd like to develop that. We also have several new airline partners on the horizon that we'll be setting up new interlines with. So there's a whole host of things that we need to do, not just in terms of growth, which would be lovely, but also in terms of improving the customer care and the automated functions that we have to enable a smoother customer journey. This is what we're focused on.
You're talking about the through the airports and actually getting into the planes and yeah. Whilst that, yeah, okay, in service. Now, there are a couple of things that you brought up there. I'm not the best guy in the world for terms and acronyms. Codeshare was one of them. Mm-hmm. You said you have a codeshare partnership with British Airways. Does that mean that you fly sort of in tandem with them and will make up a journey with them over the course of a, you know, I don't know, you could fly from somewhere like, say you fly from Shetland and you go to Singapore. You could have that ticket punched courtesy of Loganair and British Airways jointly, yeah?
Absolutely. So the codeshare agreement with British Airways enables customers who may be regular flyers with British Airways to fly with Loganair and still avail of their frequent flyer mileage and to get the benefits that they would usually get when they're flying with British Airways. A case in point would be Southampton, Glasgow, where if perhaps people within the Southampton catchment are very used to flying with British Airways via Heathrow, can try us as an alternative and still benefit from their British Airways loyalty programs.
Okay. And I do actually want to see that ticket as well if it goes from Shetland to Singapore. If we can make that happen from Sunbury to Singapore, can you imagine? Now, lots of growth and lots of development. Things must have changed to some extent at Loganair if you got that much bigger.
Well, the crew affectionately call us the big little airline. And I think that although we have grown significantly over the last few years, we still retain the personal aspect for our customers. And we are very agile. I think one of the things that impressed me about Loganair was the speed of its decision making. And I think that's what's led to its success over the last 60 years. It's a very big organization in terms of the number of aircraft that we operate, but it's a small operation in terms of the dedicated and loyal number of staff that we have that work in the team.
And it's one of those, I imagine, when you say, you know, it's big in terms of the number of flights that you have, but if I come in at ground level, I could probably send an email to you and get a reply, could I?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That's not instantly.
All right, maybe it'll take a couple of days, but it will get back there. You mentioned Loganair's close relationship with communities as well. I think it's worth expanding on that. What do you do to engage with them?
I think the best thing here is to illustrate a couple of examples. One would be our charity partnership with the Children's Hospices across Scotland, otherwise known as CHAS. We have an agreement with them to provide air travel for the families and nurses that are involved in the palliative care for the children. And I think that our agreement with them is one that gives back to the community, but also rewards the Loganair staff involved. It's incredibly humbling to work with them. It just keeps us all grounded. And I think they're a tremendous organisation. We have a Christmas flight that we're attempting to do annually for them. This year it will be held in Aberdeen. It just gives the opportunity for kids that may otherwise not be able to experience flight. So yeah, very exciting. The other one would be the Green Skies initiative that we have to address the environmental concerns that everybody rightly has. So we charge a nominal fee for all our customers who fly with us. We pool the resources at the end of 3 or 4 months, and we encourage applicants to submit their requests into Loganair. They may be small or medium-sized enterprises, maybe small businesses in the local communities that want to develop in terms of renewable energy. Maybe they want to set up a charging facility for their car, for their electric car. So we will then award grants of up to £5,000 for each of these initiatives. I think it's a great way of directly helping local communities and local businesses address the environmental concerns that we have.
So you get things like solar panels on the Western Isles College and
exactly.
that kind of thing. Okay.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, you recently posted your financial results for the year ending March 2022, which shows a return to profit ahead of a lot of other airlines. Well done on that. The question that I would have for you, and I don't know if any other airlines are listening, but what's Loganair's secret sauce? I mean, how did you achieve that?
Well, We've emerged from the COVID pandemic profitably, not least because of the dedication and commitment of our team, but also because of the diversity of the Loganair business. I mean, we, as I mentioned, we carry business travellers, we carry NHS customers, we carry oil and gas workers, and we facilitate the shipment of medical supplies through our cargo network. So the diversified nature of the business of Loganair is something that other airlines aren't able to replicate. And just the sheer variety of flights that we're operating, one day flying into the Northern Isles, the next day flying down into Southampton or Cornwall. So we have a very wide-ranging network of flights that really is unrivaled by other airlines. I think also our commitment to the communities in terms of operating for the Scottish Government is crucial and keeps us operating when others perhaps weren't able to during the COVID pandemic.
Sure, when you're talking about transporting things like medical equipment and that sort of stuff and things exactly. That are necessary for those communities to literally to function.
Yeah.
I have to ask, Luke, I mean, obviously you're in a strong position now and stronger than a lot of airlines going forward. It is tough for everyone right now. We hear about the cost of living crisis all the time. You've been successful. Could you make flights cheaper for customers?
This is a very interesting question, and we do get asked it a lot. As a regional carrier, we operate smaller aircraft that are more efficient and environmentally friendly and more appropriate to the size of the markets that we serve. So, for instance, our aircraft perhaps fitted with 50 seats, as opposed to the big carriers in the UK, the low-cost carriers that perhaps are fitted with 180 and in some cases 240 seats. But we don't cut corners on safety. We don't have a reduced number of pilots flying. And so we still have the same amount of support staff. We want to make sure that Loganair is operating in the same standard as every other airline out there. And this unfortunately means that our cost base is split over a smaller number of passengers. And so really, we're not marking up our prices. We just simply have a different cost base. And I think that's important for people to realise that sustainable long-term airline operations are not something that we can do on a low-cost basis.
I imagine we're talking about your growth throughout this episode and how you have sensibly and steadily, you know, increased in size, and you've taken on locations and flights that other airlines had to drop. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine if they've done that, there are going to be points in your year where you're still putting these flights in the air, but they're maybe making a loss or just breaking even. I'm thinking about the depths of winter to some of these, you know, outer line communities. Is that the case?
Well, as I mentioned, we are quite agile in our planning. So we do tend to optimize our flying program through off-peak periods. We simply don't have the ability to operate flights regardless of the demand. So we will cater to that. I think it's environmentally sensible to do so, but I also believe that it just makes us a little bit more efficient. So where we operate perhaps four flights a day between Aberdeen and Manchester in the summer period, we may bring that down to three or slightly less in over the quietest periods of the winter. We just target our flying to the demand as we see it.
Very responsive. I just wonder, when you talk about working in the likes of Tokyo and Singapore and connecting Loganair now and trying to fly all around the world, have you managed to punch that ticket yet that takes you from your base here in Scotland and gets you back to where you used to be just for a visit?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'm flying this winter to Hong Kong. So, and I'll be going, hopefully, I'll be using our British Airways co-chair to do so.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. Luke, thanks for joining us. I'm John Mellis. That was episode 2 of Loganair's Flight Log, where we take the big issues of being in the air and put them on the air. On our next Flight Log, well, you've heard us chat about the mission towards full sustainability, as well as the growth to become the UK's largest regional airline and the partnerships being forged to allow connectivity to the world. How do you fancy getting involved in that journey too? What sort of jobs are available with Loganair? And what's important to the company when it comes to its relationship with its employees? I think you'll be surprised at the variety and depth of both those answers. Providing them next time will be Loganair's head of HR, Lindsay Kennedy, in episode 3 of Loganair's Flight Log. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening.
So we're homeward bound again.